to do, sorry.
No problem.
So I am normally just singing at the piano, so this is not my comfortable place.
他一般呢是在这个敬拜侍奉唱诗的，那么就是说讲道的话，他一般不这么讲，就是说他是从他的这个舒适区呢走出来，今天来做这个事情。
My husband and I are called Thrive Ministries. Thrive Ministries, like to flourish.
他们的这个他们把他们叫这个事工叫做叫什么来着？是什么东西兴旺的这么一个事工吧？
Yes, and so he is an author and a speaker, and I am a singer-songwriter.
那么她丈夫呢是个这个所以 he's a speaker
and author.
Okay. 那么他是一个作家，也是一个这个演讲的人。那么Camille 呢，他是这个在歌唱啊这方面侍奉。
Yeah, and we travel across Canada, usually Western Canada, and we talk about compassion, and sometimes we just minister at camps or retreats.
他们呢就是在在加拿大呢各处呢，就是介绍他们这个 compassion， 也就是这个恩慈这个组织的这个事工。有些时候呢，他们也在一些这个营会里面，就是基督徒的营会里面来做一些演讲啊侍奉。
Yeah. So I want to talk to you this morning about the priorities of Jesus.
那么他今天呢要讲的就是说耶稣所重视的这些优先的方面。
And we're just going to read Matthew 28:19.
那我们先读一下马太福音第二十八章。OK， 经文已经在这个投影在墙上。So we speak together. We read it together, or just
sure.
I read it.
Okay. You can do. I can't help you.
Okay. Okay. 行，那我给大家读出来吧。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。Okay. 马太福音二十八章十九节。
We get so busy in our culture. We're such busy people, and we get so preoccupied sometimes with just going to work, you know, making money so we can pay the bills. We come home, we are tired, and then maybe our kids have something, and we're running and we're going. And when I come back and visit this area, it's so busy.
经常我们的生活当中呢，就是非常的忙碌。那么我想大家也都是这样，就是说要去工作啊，照顾小孩啊，回家之后呢还有其他事情啊，这个都有，就是说人生活当中都非常忙碌。那么我们这次过来呢也看到，就是说人好像这个生活都是很忙碌的样子。
I need to go shorter, sorry. But this verse reminds us of coming back to what matters to Jesus.
但是这节经文呢就告诉我们呢，就是说对耶稣来说真正重要的是什么地方。
And we see in scripture that there's three groups of people that the Lord especially talks about.
就在经文里面呢这个耶稣基督呢他讲了三类他非常重视的人。
And this one talks about the lost. He says to go and make disciples of all nations.
我翻译会跟各自稍微有点不一样，但可能更准确一点，就是说这里的经文呢他说到了 一类的人，就是世上的人。
In Luke it talks about how we all know the verse how he says the son of man came to seek and save the lost.
那么这个路加福音里面说人子来是要拯救世上的人。
And Jesus loves the lost.
耶稣基督呢他爱这些世上的人。
He loves all nations.
他爱这个所有国家的人。
And his great desire is that all people would come to him.
他的旨意是这个所有的人能够来跟从他。
That none would be lost, that none would go to hell.
对，就是没有一个人会失丧。
But it's so easy for us to just go through life and to forget that.
但是对于我们来说呢，我们可能在忙碌的事这个生活当中就忽略了这些。
But that's the cry of the Lord's heart.
但是这个是主耶稣呢，他这个心里呢对我们的这个呼求。
This summer, our youngest son, who was the one in the middle, he came to Hastings Street, and he's just finished today, but he was doing a mission on Hastings Street.
那么 Camille 的这个最小的孩子，就是刚才照片当中最中间的那个呢，他今天呢去 Hastings Street 做一个侍奉。
We're so excited that our boys are wanting to reach the lost.
他们很高兴呢，就是他们的孩子们呢，愿意去这个侍奉这些世上的人。
That's the heart of God.
这是神心里所重视的。
And when we care for the lost, then we're living out the heart of God.
如果我们关心这些世上的人的话，我们真是这个顺从这个神的心意。
And we're walking in step with Him.
我们这样就是与神同行了。
When we lean into the heart of Jesus.We can hear his heart beating the lost, the lost, the lost.
如果我们可以想象呢，我们靠近耶稣的心的话，我们可以听到他心里的这个心跳在告诉我们，世上的人，世上的人，世上的人。
This is our one of our sponsored kids, the one right in front of her dad, and her name is Kat.
这个照片里面有一个就是他们的组织帮助的一个孩子。就是照片当中这位父亲前面那个小女孩，她的名字叫 Kat.
When we started sponsoring Kat, she was only about 5 years old.
当他们呢开始资助这个孩子的时候，她才五岁。
And now she's 22.
现在已经22岁。
And we were so excited when we heard that Kat had given her life to Jesus.
当 Camille 他们家呢听说这个这位女孩呢接受了耶稣基督之后呢，他们非常高兴。
But when Kat graduated from the Compassion Program, we got a letter from her leader.
Sorry, say it again.
When Kat graduated from the program,、mm-hmm. we got a letter from her leader or her mentor.
Okay, 就是当这位女孩 Kat 呢从这个他们这个恩慈这个。组织的这个这一个课程呢这个出来之后呢他们呢从这个当地的这个组织这个一个领导呢就是拿到了一封信他们给他们写了一封信。
And in this letter she told us, she said, not only did Kat, become a Christian, but her whole family became a Christian.
那么信里面说呢就是说不只是这个女孩 Kat 呢他成了基督徒，他整家人呢都成了基督徒。
So we were so excited and thankful.
那他们就非常高兴，非常就为此向神感恩。
And in Thailand, cats from Thailand, the girls are very much at risk for sex trade.
就是他们家是在，就是这家庭是在泰国。那泰国很多女孩子呢，就是说，怎么说呢，这个。有一些这个性犯罪的这些东西呢，经常会影响到他们呢，或者是要把他们就是带到这做妓女啊这些东西。
So we were so happy that she has been saved and saved out of poverty, but mostly saved to know Jesus.
就是 Camille 他们家呢，就是非常的高兴，就是这位女孩她不仅呢是这个。从这个贫穷啊这些困苦当中得救呢，而且呢，就是说，能够得救，能够信主耶稣基督。
With the ministry of compassion, there's a child that comes to Jesus every 4 minutes.
那么通过他们这个恩慈的这个组织的这个侍奉，每4分钟就有一个小孩呢来这个信主耶稣。
And for every child that comes to Jesus through compassion.There's an average of 4 family members that come to Jesus.
那么每一个小孩信主之后，他们就影响到这个差不多4个家人能够来信主。
So we are very excited about the ministry of compassion.
对，所以他们呢对这个恩慈这个组织的这个侍奉呢是非常的非常的兴奋。
So let's read Matthew 25:40.
我们再读一下这个马太福音25章34到40节。于是王要向那右边的说：“你们这蒙我赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国，因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住。”我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。一人就回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了，给你吃；渴了，给你喝；什么时候见你做客旅，留你住；或是赤身露体，给你穿；或又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？”王要回答说：“我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。”
In scripture we see that God has a very special place in his heart for the least of these.
从这经文里面大家看到呢，就是说在神的心里呢，这些卑微的人是非常重要的。
For the poor, the suffering, the oppressed.
比如说这些贫穷的，这个受困苦的，受到欺压的人。
He cares about the ones that we think are, as humans, we see as the lowest.
他关心这些从人的角度看起来呢，可能是最这个卑贱的人。
He loves them so much that he identifies himself as the least of these as well.
他这个这么爱他们，以至于呢，他把自己呢看作跟这些卑微的人是一起的人。
So when we minister to some the least of these, he says, "You've ministered to me."
所以经文里面说呢，就是说你们如果是侍奉这些卑微的人，你就是在侍奉我。
When we get close to the heart of Jesus.
想象一下，我们如果是接近这个耶稣的心的话。
We hear his heart beating the least, the least, the least.
我们可以听到主耶稣的心跳在告诉我们，最卑微的，最卑微的，最卑微的人，这些是我们该重视的。
This man is Everett Swanson. Everett Swanson.
Everett Swanson.
Yes. Okay. Everett Swanson started the Ministry of Compassion in Korea.
这个人叫。中间这个人叫 Ever Swanson， 他呢就是说开创了这个在南朝鲜开创了这个恩慈的这么一个组织。
At the beginning, Everett went to preach during the Korean War. He went to preach to the soldiers.
在这个朝鲜战争的时候呢，他去这个向那些士兵们宣教。
But while he was walking in the streets, he noticed something.
他在这个朝鲜的那些街道上面，他就注意到了一件事情。
He noticed that every morning there was workers and they were kicking piles of rags.
Kicking what away?
Piles of rags. Piles of rags.
Piles of rags.
Rags like old cloth or newspaper.
Oh, okay. 就是说，他看到有人呢，就是说，在街上呢，把那些旧的这个衣服啊、布啊什么之类，把它踢走。
And sometimes they would scoop up that pile and put it on a flatbed truck, and sometimes they would leave it.
有些时候呢，他们就把这些乱七八糟的东西呢，放在这个卡车上面载走，有些时候就放在边上。
So he finally asked. He said, "What is happening? What are they doing? Is there rats in there?"
那他就问，就说，这怎么回事呢？是这里边有什么东西？有老鼠吗？还是什么之类的
？And they said no. There's children under those piles.
那个人家就告诉他说，不是这么回事，就这些东西下面呢有小孩。
And they're just trying to stay warm through the night.
哦，他们就是晚上的时候靠这些东西来取暖。
And if they survive, if they kick the pile and the child wiggles, then they leave it alone.
啊，但如果是他们踢的时候，那小孩动的话，他们就不打扰他，因为这孩子还活着。
And if there's no movement, then they just haul them away.
如果是没有动静的话，他们就把他们这拉走了。
And Everett Swanson's heart was so broken.
那么这位就是 Edward 这位人的这个人的他心里就非常的难过。
And he thought to himself, "This is not okay with Jesus, so it's not okay for me."
啊，他觉得就是说，啊，耶稣肯定不会觉得这是一个可接受的事情，所以对他来说，这个也是一个不能够这样的。
So as he was flying back to America, and they had the old propeller planes.
啊，所以他这个飞回美国的时候，他坐在那个这种螺旋桨发动机的这个飞机上面的时候。
And he felt like God was speaking to him in the propellers and saying, "What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?"
他听到那个螺旋桨的声音，他就感觉到好像主耶稣呢在告诉他，你要为这个事情做什么呢？
So he came back to America and he gathered his friends together in his church and he said, "We need to help these kids."
所以他回到美国之后呢，他就把他们的这个教会啊，还有一些这个弟兄姐妹们叫在一块，就说，我们应该为这个事情做些什么。
That's how compassion started.
所以这个是就是说，恩慈这个组织是怎么开始起来的。
Fast forward years later.
那么几十年之后
，Compassion or Korea, he became very strong. In the church in Korea became very strong.
这个南朝鲜呢，它这整个国家发展的很好，而且它的那里的教会呢也非常的有生命力。
And the ministry of compassion was very successful.
那么这个恩慈这个组织在那里的侍奉也非常的成功。
And the economy was better.
那现在经济也是好多了。
So compassion decided that we can leave Korea because you're fine. The church can take care of you.
所以恩慈这个组织呢，就是说决定他们可以离开这个南朝鲜了，因为本身这个社会已经比较发达，而且那里的教会也非常的强大，能够照顾好那里的社会。
But the Koreans said, "But we're not done with you because someday we want to be a giving. We want to be the one sponsoring."
但是那里的这个教会呢跟他们说，就是说但是我们这个关系还没结束，我们也希望能够参与到这个去资助其他有需要的这个孩子们。
So years later, the president of compassion was going back to Korea to open it again.
所以多年之后呢，就是这个恩慈这个组织的这个总裁呢，他也回去要开启一个新的这么一个施工。
So they could be one of the sponsoring nations.
使得这个在南朝鲜的这些教会弟兄姐妹们呢，也能够来资助其他有需要的人。
So they were having an opening banquet.
那么他们在一个迎接的这个宴会上面。
And he started to tell them all about compassion.
他呢就开始告诉那里参与的人这个恩慈这个施工的情况。
And a man at the back was waving at him.
那么这个坐在后面的有一个人就向他招手。
And he was waving at him while he was trying to speak.
就在他这个恩慈这个组织的领导呢正在说的时候呢，这后面的人就向他招手。
And then he stood up.
后来他就站起来了。
And finally the president said,You look like you have something to say.
然后呢，这个讲台上这位这个组织的总裁就说：“哦，好像你要想说些什么。”
And he said yes. He said you don't have to tell us all about compassion.
那个人就说：“是的，其实你不需要告诉我们这个这个恩慈这个组织的事情。”
Because we are your children.
因为我们就是这个在这当中受益的这些孩子。
We are the ones that were saved off of the streets.
我们是那些从街上被救过来的这些孩子。
And one by one, around the room,
所以这个在房子里面一个一个就有人
People stood up and said I was a compassion child
站起来就说我们就是其中的这个受资助的这些孩子
And these are people that are now, were now leaders, pastors, political leaders
那这些人呢就是现在呢都是教会的领袖啊或者是社会啊或者是这个他们这个政治当中的领袖。
So God blessed the Everett and the Ministry of Compassion because they were reaching the least of these.
那么神呢就是赐福给了这位恩慈这个组织的创始人 Edward 还有他的这个组织。
Let's read Matthew 18, 5, 6, and Matthew 19.
那我们再来读一下马太福音第十八章五到六节和十九章十三到十五节。凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我；凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。那时有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告，门徒就责备着那些人。耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的人。耶稣给他们按手，就离开那地方去了。
Jesus loves the lost, he loves the least, and he loves the littlest.
耶稣爱这个世上的人，他也爱那些最卑微的人，同样也爱那些最小的、最年幼的人。
In Matthew 19, the disciples were confused.
马太福音十九章里面说到呢，这些门徒们有些迷惑。
They had it all backwards.
他们呢把这个事情给搞反了。
They were clearing the way. They were clearing a pathway to Jesus for the important people to come to him.
他们呢就是说在这个耶稣边上呢把一些人赶走让那些重要的人能够来到耶稣的面前
But it says Jesus actually rebuked them
但耶稣呢其实责备他们
He said no stop
耶稣说停下来不要这么做
He said let the little children come to me
他说让那些年幼的小孩子到我面前来
He was saying you should clear a pathway for the little ones
他说你们应该这个清除一些空间让这些小孩子能够到我面前来
so they can come to me
让他们能够到我这来
his heart was for the little ones
他心里呢重视这些孩子们
how many of you used to be little
你们当中哪些人呢曾经年幼过
We were all kids once, all of us.
我们都曾经是孩子。
But we all grow up.
我们现在长大了。
And God does amazing things through adults and through children.
神呢，通过我们，通过那些孩子呢，做很神奇的事情。
Children seem to understand the heart of Jesus.
孩子们呢，他们能够理解耶稣的心。
Sometimes they just hear his name and they know that he is good.
有些时候呢，他们只要就听到耶稣的名，就知道耶稣是良善的。
And their hearts are soft to God.
那么他们的心呢，他们的心是温柔的，向着神是温柔的。
Let's see. When we, so often in our churches, we spend most of our missions money on reaching adults.
很多时候我们呢，这个。就是教会的侍奉的对象是那些成年人。
But statistically, people come to Jesus. 85% of people come to Jesus of Christians by the age of 14 or 15.
但是有些统计数据说，85%的基督徒是在14岁或之前就来信主的。
Whereas we put 85% of our money into reaching adults.
但是呢，在教会当中呢，85%的这个经费呢，是用来呢去向这个成年人传福音。
So we need to rethink how we do missions.
所以我们要在这个，这个宣教方面呢，资金的使用方面呢，要重新思考一下。
This young man in the middle is named Jonathan.
这个照片里面这个年轻人的名字叫做约拿丹。
And when Jonathan was very little, he was very, very poor.
那么当他很小的时候呢，他家里很贫穷。
He would be selling juice, little bags of orange juice on the street.
他呢就是在街上卖一小袋一小袋的这种，橙汁。
When he was only 8 years old.
当他才八岁的时候。
Just so that his mom, he and his mom could have a little bit to eat.
他就做这些事情，来补贴一些家用，让家里人呢有足够的东西吃。
Jonathan, barely knew his father.
这个约拿丹呢，他基本上就不认识他的这个父亲。
He was the product of an affair, so he would only see his father once a year.
他就是他不是一个婚生的小孩，所以他只是一年呢，差不多见他父亲就一次。
And Jonathan was supposed to be a secret from his dad's other family.
就是说，他父亲的其他家庭成员是不应该知道，就是说有这个孩子存在的。
But one day, his dad's other family found out about Jonathan.
那有一天呢，就是说，他的父亲呢和这个他父亲的家人呢，发现了这个孩子的存在。
So his father came to him very angry.
他父亲就是来找他，非常生气。
And he said, Jonathan, you were a mistake.
他告诉这个约拿丹说，你到这个世间来就是一个错误。
And I don't ever want to see you again.
我再也不想见到你。
So Jonathan's heart was broken.
这个约拿丹这个小孩子呢，他心里呢，太伤心了。
But the very next day, Jonathan got a letter from his compassion sponsor.
但是第二天呢，他从这个恩慈这个组织里面资助他的人那里呢，收到一封信。
And she just said, Jonathan, I was thinking about all the things that I'm thankful for, and I'm thankful for you.
他说那信里面说，约拿丹，我想到了，就是说，我向神感恩的事情，我想到了，就是说，因着你，我向神感恩。
So Jonathan kept going, and he was encouraged.
所以约拿丹呢，就是继续的成长，他这个因着这些受到鼓励。
And he learned through the ministry of compassion that he was valuable to Jesus.
通过这个恩慈这个组织的这个侍奉呢，这个约拿丹这个孩子呢，他意识到自己呢对耶稣是很重要、很有价值的。
And he went from being hopeless and thrown away to having such big dreams.
他从一个就是说没有希望。被人抛弃的这么一个孩子，变成一个有一个美好梦想的这么一个人。
Jonathan's from the Dominican Republic.
他是多米尼加共和国的这么一个人。
When we met him, he was already in his 20s.
当Camille他们呢碰到Jonathan的时候，他已经是二十多岁。
And now he's ministering to Compassion Kids.
现在呢，他也参与到这个恩慈。这个组织的侍奉当中去帮助那些孩子们。
And his friends, when we were meeting Jonathan, his friends said, "Ask him what he wants to do someday."
那么当他们见到这个约拿丹的时候，边上人就叫他们，就跟他们说，问一下他将来想做什么。
And so Jonathan told us, he said, "Someday I want to be the president of my country."
那么这位约拿丹就说。有一天呢，我希望做这个我们国家的这个总统。
And our eyes kind of got big.
那么他们的眼睛一下子张大了，觉得很惊奇。
And we didn't know what to say.
他们不知道该怎么说。
And his friend said, "No, really, he wants to be the president of the Dominican Republic someday."
然后他的那些朋友就跟 Camille 他们说，是，这是真的，他真是。有这个志向要当这个多米尼加共和国的总统。
So Jonathan had has big dreams.
所以他呢是有一个很这个很大的一个梦想。
When we saw him 2 years later, we said, Jonathan, are you still following after your dream?
那么两年之后呢，他们又碰到这个约拿单，就问他，这个你还在追求你的这个梦想吗？
And he said, Yes, I have a campaign team.
那么他说是的，我有一个，我现在有一个。跟我一起竞选的这么一个团队。
And I'm running for Senate in 2020.
他说2020年呢，我要来选我们这个参议院的议员。
And I wouldn't be surprised if Jonathan is president someday.
所以他不会觉得奇怪，这个如果约拿单呢有一天呢真成了这个多米尼加共和国的总统。
So when we lean into the heart of Jesus, we hear his heartbeat.The littlest.
所以想象一下，如果我们接近主耶稣的心的话，我们可以听到他的这个心跳在说，这个最小的，最小的，最小的。
One of the reasons we love the ministry of compassion so much is because it works right where all those three priorities combine.
为什么他们呢对这个这么喜欢这个恩慈这个组织的这个这个他们所做的呢，就是因为这个组织它所聚焦的就是这三群人的这个交集，被遗忘的，被遗忘的这个最卑微的，最小的人，这群人的交集。
So these kids are lost. 80% of the kids in the program are from outside of the church.
这些很多他们侍奉的这些孩子呢，80%以上原先呢是在不认识主的，在教会以外的。
And they're the poor kids, so they're the least of these.
他们也是很贫穷的，就是就如同圣经当中所说，他们是卑微的一群人。
Many, many, many of them have no fathers.
很多他们当中很多人呢是没有父亲的。
Many of them have no father or mother. They're orphans.
还有很多人，他们当中很多人呢就。不仅没有父亲，也没有母亲，就是完全是孤儿。
And there's a hopelessness that comes when you are so poor.
当你这个这么贫穷的时候呢，很多时候呢，他们是觉得没有盼望的。
And you feel like you will never ever break out of poverty.
很多时候他们就觉得就是说，可能永远都走不出这个贫穷的这个圈子。
So they are the lost and the least, and of course they are the littlest. They are all children.
那他们是世上的，就是最卑微的当然他们也是这些最年幼的孩子。
Compassion is unique. I'm just going to quickly just talk to you specifically about the ministry of compassion for a few minutes.
那么恩慈这个组织呢非常独特。那么 Camille 要跟我们介绍一下这个组织。
Hopefully this says what I think it says. So compassion is Christ-centered.
这个组织呢，它是以耶稣基督为这个侍奉的中心。
And makes no apology for preaching the gospel and teaching the Bible.
他们呢，这个他们的重点是这个宣教和这个宣讲圣经当中的真道。
That's why so many kids become Christians.
所以呢，就是通过他们呢，有很多的孩子呢，成为基督徒。
And I told you about how every 4 minutes, a child comes to the Lord.
他刚才说呢，就是通过他们这个组织呢，每四分钟就有一个孩子，来认识耶稣。
Plus 4 family members.
然后呢，他们又影响到四个家人来信主。
So that ends up being between 130,000 and 160,000 every year.
那差不多加起来就有每年有13万到16万的人信主。
Compassion is also child focused. Is that the right? Is that right?
恩慈组织呢也是这个聚焦于这个儿童的这么一个组织。
And so, because the heart of a child is so soft to Jesus, it's the best time to reach them.
那么孩子们呢，这个对。耶稣的这个心呢是柔软的，所以呢，这是帮助他们来信耶稣的一个最好的时候。
The enemy tries to steal and kill and destroy from the time that we are in the womb.
就是我们的仇人呢，在这个孩子都还很小的时候，甚至在这个他们还在母腹的时候，就来要来偷盗这个杀死或者夺走他们。
So he loves to destroy children.
我们的仇人撒旦呢，想要这个来毁灭这些孩子们。
But Jesus loves to rescue them.
但是耶稣爱他们。
And he loves to turn them into something amazing.
他耶稣呢，要把他们转变成为这个神奇的人物。
Compassion is also church-based.
这个恩慈这个组织呢，也是建立在教会上面的。
So wherever you see a compassion center,
当你看到一个这个恩慈这个组织的一个一个中心的时候
，there's a local church behind it.
经常呢那里有这个当地的教会支持他们。
There's a pastor who has a vision.
经常是有这么一个牧师呢，他有他的这个来自于神的意象。
And who had to go and find a building?
他们去找一个合适的一个建筑给这个组织。
And had to go and find all the volunteers.
找一些这个义工来在这当中侍奉。
When we were in the Dominican,
当我们在这个多米尼加共和国的时候
，we talked to a pastor.
我们跟一个牧师说
，and he saw so much need in his community.
那么他看到了这个他的社区当中有这么多的需要。
So many children with no fathers.
很多的孩子都没有父亲。
So many people living in shacks that were leaking.
很多的孩子住在这个漏水的房子里。
And he said I had so much.So many dreams for my community.
他说我对我，对我的这个，社区呢有这么多的梦想。
But he said my dreams became nightmares because I had zero resources.
但是有些时候这些梦想呢成了噩梦，因为我这个，我没有什么资源。
But when he was able to partner with compassion, he was able to meet all those dreams, to fulfill all those dreams.
但是当他呢跟这个恩慈这个组织一起合作的时候，他就有资源来这个，实现他的这些梦想。
And the beautiful thing about it being based out of a church is that these kids come and they don't see compassion on the door; they see a church.
这个他们这个恩慈组织呢，跟教会一起合作的一个好处就是说，当有需要的人来的时候，他们不是看到这个恩慈这么一个组织的名字，而是看到一个真真实实的教会在那里。
And so it just naturally brings them into a church where they can grow and be discipled.
所以这自然而然呢，就把这些人吸引到教会来，让他们能够，这个在教会认识神并且成长。
And it means it's so much more sustainable.
那这就，这整个侍奉呢，就这个整个事工就可以变得可以持续
，and so much more effective，
更加的有效。
So just before we watch the compassion video， the last unique thing about compassion is that it's committed to integrity。
还有一个，在看这个他们的这个组织的一个录像的时候呢，Kamel 想强调一下，就是说。他们的组织呢是一个基于诚信的有诚信的组织。
So as you can see, Charity Navigator is one of the watchdogs for what's the word? Charitable organizations.
这个有一个组织叫 Charity Navigator， 它这个是在监督这些慈善机构的。
And they've put compassion in the top 1% for integrity year after year after year.
那么他们呢评估下来呢，把这个恩慈这个组织呢放在最好的1%的有诚信的这个慈善组织里边。
And compassion guarantees that 80% of your money goes directly to impact your child.
那么他们的组织呢，保证就是80%以上的这个资金呢，直接去帮助这些有需要的孩子们。
And usually it's 85%.
经常的是大概85%左右。
So we're going to watch this video, and then I'll just come back for 1 minute and just wrap it up, if that's okay.
那么下面呢，我们看一下他们的这个录像，然后呢，之后呢，卡米尔再回来花一分钟把这个他的讲道结束。
Now, do I need to do anything with this? Good.
My father was taken away from us, and by that I mean he was murdered.Nothing was the same for me. My mother had no job. My father was the only breadwinner. We moved from where we stayed to a place called Naguru Kasenke, which is one of Uganda's largest slums. And then I was introduced to our new home, which was a 12 by 12 room. I looked up on the roof. It was a tin roof that had holes in it. That was the night that we would stay standing. Get little buckets placed just where the holes in the roof are and wait until morning.A reality hit me that day. This was life. Poverty began to speak to me as a child. I felt I was nothing. I didn't matter. Nobody cared to know my name. I think the best way I could describe who I was and what I thought is the word hopeless. My mother, in tears, approached one of her friends just to share with her friend. And her friend shared with her about compassion.Compassion staff members immediately came to our home. I remember them coming with files to get details of who we were, what our story was. I got the news that a young lady, Heather, she was 15 years old, a teenager. She had decided to sponsor me. I cannot find the words to describe the joy that filled our home.When we got the news, Richmond, you've got a sponsor, which means you can now go back to school. That ushered in me an opportunity to rekindle this hope that was taken away. Heather began to write to me. To hear words like, Richmond, I love you, Richmond, I'm praying for you, they began to bring healing into places that were destroyed.By voices and poverty and my self-image. I credit a lot of how I feel now about myself to those letters that I received from my sponsor. June the 3rd, 1996, I walked forward to accept the Lord Jesus in my heart. I began to feel, wow, I have been released from poverty. I have been released. God began to continue to grow the leadership within me.And then I felt fully called to pursue pastoral ministry. I began the Pastors Discipleship Network, a ministry that exists to train and equip pastors. And I spend a lot of my life training and equipping pastors in the Word of God. Looking back into my life and thinking where I am right now and what I'm doing, I don't think any of this would have been possible without compassion. Compassion works. Everything that was placed within the program has helped build me to who I am right now. Poverty is not just the lack of money, the lack of material, food, and water. Poverty is in, it's deep. My name is Richmond Wandera, and I was released from poverty in Jesus' name.
So compassion is just one way that you can step into the heart of Jesus and follow his priorities.
恩慈是这么一个，就是你能够通过它呢，进入主耶稣基督的心来这个帮助这些孩子的这么一个组织。
And it's not just about money, but it's $41 a month.
当然这个组织不只是就是说资助这些孩子一些金钱
And you can,
但是就是说这个不管怎么说他们这个资助呢一个孩子的话是41块钱一个月
Good. But, But also you can write letters to your children and have a, build a relationship with them.
那除了这个资助金钱之外呢，资助的人也可以跟这些孩子们来写信，跟他们建立这么一个个人的关系。
And we've so enjoyed our sponsor children and just writing them letters and receiving letters and watching them come to Christ.
那么他们呢，就是 Camille 他们呢，非常的享受，就是说他们跟，他们所资助的这些孩子们的这个关系，看到他们的成长，看他们来这个认识神，他们就非常高兴。
Mm-hmm. And it seems like such a small thing in many ways.
有些时候这个实际上不是一个什么大的付出。
But in their lives, in their eyes, it's huge.
但是从这些孩子的角度来看的话，这是对他们是一个很大的帮助。
And they think of us as their Canadian mom and dad.
这些孩子们呢，就是把这个资助的加拿大资助的这些人呢，资助他们这些人当做自己的像是父亲母亲那样。
Mm-hmm. So the sign up is all inside the child packs at the back.
如果大家要这个加入这个资助的这个东西的话，这个有个表格在后面，大家可以填。
And if you sponsor today, I would be happy to give you a CD as a gift. This is me.
如果大家呢愿意资助这些孩子的话，那么他们呢，会给大家一个 CD。
It's me.
就是Camille他自己制作的一个 CD。
So again, I want to thank you so much for listening and for allowing me to be here this morning.
谢谢大家呢，今天给他这个机会。来到大家中间呢，来介绍他们的事工。
And maybe can I just pray with you?
他要跟大家一起做个祷告。
God, I thank you so much for your church.
神啊，我们为您的教会献上感恩。
I thank you so much for my brothers and sisters who love you.
为这个教会里边爱您的弟兄姐妹们献上感恩。
And Lord, I just pray that we would love who you love.
我们的祷告呢，就是说，求您让我们能够爱您所爱的人。
Stir our hearts today for the lost, the least, and the littlest.
激起我们对这些世上的最卑微的、最小的人的这个爱。
Mm-hmm. And help us to just obey you, Lord.
帮助我们，让我们能够来顺服您。
I pray your blessing on this body of believers.
求你呢赐福给我们这个教会的弟兄姐妹们。
Mm-hmm. We just pray a blessing over the pastors.
求你呢赐福给诸牧师。
God, I pray that you would use this group of people to just impact this city.
求你呢通过我们国语堂的弟兄姐妹们来影响到这个城市。
Mm-hmm. To bring your kingdom into their families.
带这个使得您的国临到我们的家庭当中。
To bring the kingdom into this city.
使得这个您的国临到我们的城市。Mm-hmm.
To bring the kingdom into the world.
使得您的国临到我们这个世界。
We pray that for every child on the table back there.
我们为这个在这桌前的所有的孩子们祷告。
Lord, we pray that you would bless them and meet their needs.
请求您呢赐福，帮助他们，满足他们的需要。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。
Thank you so much. Amen. I don't know if I laid that.